Hey everybody, it is time to talk about barking legs, and it seems, and I think Bruce would concur, that we have been talking about these two shows for quite some time. But these are two shows that are, you know, if you were to think of it in terms of a boulder in a puddle, these shows are both boulders. They are big points in the calendar, not only for the month, but for the year, I think.
These are two of our biggest shows, and we've spoken on earlier shows about how things get clustered this way. And it's really because we have to be opportunists as programmers at Barking Legs. We don't go out and say, well, what are we going to do the week of X, Y, or Z? We wait for calls to come in and say, hey, we'd like to play Barking Legs on X, Y, or Z. And that's because we're not in a financial position to be what they call the anchor gig of their tour. We are the rooting gig. And because of that, and because we do have a nice reputation for being a place people like to play and people come to listen, they end up playing at Barking Legs for far less than the fees that they need if they are traveling to a venue after having had their services solicited.
It occurs to me that in terms of being a destination city, I'm not sure even the people that play at the Tivoli or play at the Memorial Auditorium, they are usually weeknights also, aren't they? And they're playing bigger cities where they can play for more people and so presumably make more money. And for people who are still making a name or who aren't mainstream, the same thing applies, I guess, doesn't it?
Right. I mean, it's all a pyramid. And we're at a certain point in the pyramid. We're happy to be part of the pyramid.
But we also have the blessing of being between Nashville and Atlanta and Birmingham, so people on their way to any of those cities.
Hub of the world, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
So the first show by an artist who both chose to make this a destination. He wanted to play at Barking Legs. He has a new piano player he wanted to showcase. That's coming up tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, we have one of the world's really top jazz saxophonists, Greg Tardy. Greg is New Orleans born, New York tempered, and he's now mid-career, and I think about 10 or 15 years ago, he made the decision as a man raising a family to take an academic position at UTK. And UTK has had a really strong jazz program dating back to the mid-1980s, I suspect. They've had Donald Brown, who is a pianist for Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Big-time guys, and Greg Tardy is in that tradition. He played in Elvin Jones' band in the early 90s. He played in pianist Andrew Hill's band late in Andrew Hill's career, one of the staples of Blue Note Records through the 60s. These are big-time guys, and Greg is a big-time talent on the tenor saxophone. We're fortunate to have Greg and people like him in the region because they are training people who stay in the area. And that, in effect, is part of what has made our Wednesday Jazz, which features regional performers, a nice success because there's really a lot of good jazz players in the Chattanooga-Cleveland area.
As a result of that, as much as anything, I think.
Right. Right. Yeah. That training program in Knoxville is a real blessing to jazz listeners throughout the area, not just in Knoxville.
This recording we're about to sample for you features Greg Tardy with a quartet. Are any of these musicians playing with him tomorrow night?
I don't believe so. Let me have a look at that, Richard. This recording is from his time in New York City. In the early 2000s, and it includes one of my favorite saxophonist who I would love to somehow get to Chattanooga, and that's the Puerto Rican alto player Miguel Zenon, who was a MacArthur fellow and somebody who really was responsible for getting me to listen to newer jazz after kind of putting it to rest as a listener for some time. So we will not hear any of those people. The pianist who is also New York-based, who is joining Greg tomorrow night, is a fellow named Tabor Gable. He's a young guy. He plays a lot at Smalls and Mesro's, which are two of the really top jazz clubs in the West Village. And they're sort of like conoscenti clubs in that they don't necessarily have the biggest names, the ones that are playing at the Vanguard and places like that, but they're where the musicians themselves hang. I went one night. I don't even remember who I was going to see, but the place was totally mobbed on a weeknight. I really could barely get in. And it, actually, what I took from that night at Smalls was that what we're doing at Barking Legs is pretty darn good, because the caliber of what we hear on a Wednesday night was really pretty much on a par with what I was hearing without being nearly so crushed and with a lighter load on the wallet as well. So it made me feel good about our little jazz program at Little Old Barking Legs.
This is saxophonist Gregory Tardy, or Greg Tardy. He'll be at Barking Legs tomorrow evening with his quartet starting 7:30?
7:30 show. And tickets are just $15. They'll be available at the door.
Thank you. Thank you.
that's Greg Tardy. Man, I'm looking forward to that.
He is an amazing player. Mm. And we get to feature Alan Wyatt regularly, though not right now because Alan's on sabbatical and is spending several months in Poland. Alan and Greg are to me the two saxophonists here in East Tennessee that ride the crest of the wave. They're really both great players. Alan is a little more of an inside player. I mean, Greg is not playing like Larry Oakes. He's playing in much more solidly in the jazz tradition, but he pushes it a little more than Alan as far as going out some. That being said, one of the most profound listening experiences I've had in the past 5 or 10 years was hearing Greg Tardy play a Christmas song. And the guy brought tears to my eyes. It was so exquisite. So I would urge anyone who has even a semblance of interest in jazz music, the saxophone, to take advantage of this opportunity to hear a really superb world-class talent in action in our environment at our prices.
An electric evening awaits tomorrow night. Hawking Legs, and then on Friday, Pierre Bensouzan is coming back. He has been on hiatus in terms of international touring for several years, during which time he's been working on a new album. He's going to be celebrating the release of that album, and in a moment, I'd like to play you a track from it.
Right, we're honored to actually be the gig he's playing on the formal release date of the new album. And in today's mail, this will sound almost made up because it's too perfect, I got a copy of the new album. So you're going to, I think, be playing a couple tunes from it as part of this show. It'll be the first chance anyone has to hear Pierre Bensouzan's new album, which is 3 years in the making. And this guy is an amazing talent.
He is. He's a unique performer, I think. I've never heard anybody quite like him. I mean, they're countless people playing the guitar, but I guess one of the ways inevitably his personality comes through is in his singing.
Right, he's known as a guitar player, and he's one of the top fingerstyle guitar players in folk and world music. But his shows are not just instrumental by any stretch. He is a beautiful singer. He's Franco-Algerian. And he draws on his heritage for some of the tunes. He's very particular about sound. He's traveling with his own sound engineer. So, folks, you don't have to deal with my twiddling of those buttons. We've got a pro on the job Friday night. And Pierre, he really crafts every element of it, both in terms of both in terms of his material and compositions, as well as his performance. He is, he's got the lights all figured out, and he's a consummate performer. He really is.
We were talking before about Davy Graham. Davy Graham is the person who popularized that dad-gad tuning, which is a Celtic tuning, it turns out, originally. Pierre Bensouzan also plays that dad-gad tuning. But interestingly, Davy Graham made his reputation because the music he played was a fusion of Western fingerstyle guitar playing with Asian and North African tunings, not tunings, but modes. I'd be really interested to talk to Pierre about Davy Graham and if he's been influenced by him, if he was inspired by him, given his background, you know.
Well, and on Friday night, you will have that opportunity because Pierre has requested to host a little gathering after the performance, a reception, meet and greet, whatever you want to call it, in honor of the formal release that day of his new CD. So, and he's a very approachable fellow. So I hope you are there, Richard, and
me too.
I would love to hear his reply to that that line of questioning.
And there's going to be finger food, I think?
I don't know the details because that's all in his hands, no pun intended. But yeah, he...
The suggestion was there that that might happen, huh?
Food and drink are part of the post-show meet and greet.
What time's it start on Friday?
That's an 8 o'clock show, and if it goes as usual, he'll play pretty much two 45-minute sets with a break in the middle and then the reception at the close.
All right. So we are going to share with you, at least as far as Chattanooga is concerned, the world premiere of this new album from Pierre Bensusan. The album's called Aswan, and with any luck, we'll have enough time for two tunes from it. See you Friday, I hope, or tomorrow either.
I hope
it's a big week.
Yeah, no, this is, like I said, this is the way things happen at Barking Legs. I wish, in some regards, we could schedule the way a series like the Patton series does. It would make my life a lot more sane. But having had Larry Oakes last Thursday, and then Greg Tardy this Wednesday, and then Pierre Bensusan on Friday, makes for a hectic week plus at Barking Legs Theater.
But pretty rich
rewards
one, huh?
are that we're hearing some incredible music that we wouldn't be able to present.
That's what I was thinking. All right, we're going to close with the music from Pierre Bensusan. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Richard.
Pierre Bensouzan, the album's called Aswan. A couple of tunes from it. The first one we listened to was Optimistical. The one we just heard, Return to Ireland. And again, Pierre Bensouzan will be celebrating the release of this very CD Friday night, starting at 8 o'clock at Barking Legs. A couple more tunes from it. The first one, Port New. The second is Cor Vaudou. Thanks for listening.
L'animal me mord, il est dedans, et d'un seul coup, il me met dehors. J'ai grandi dans l'arène avec les lions, combattu pour la reine, moi le scorpion. J'ai parié sur ta peau au jeu du désir, toi contre moi, dans le noir. Oh, cette par l'animal de maman, j'attends la maman du par l'animal dedans.